So this chick, right? She's getting on with this guy, right? And she's like, I don't think I really like, you know, how he talks in bed because he's cussing all the time. And so, you know, she doesn't mind maybe a little, you know, bad word every now and then, but this dude's just popping off like he's on a sailboat, right? Or what are those, a pirate ship?
Yeah, that's his sailboat, pirate ship, same thing.
Same thing.
Yep. They're both in the water.
So, I mean, that would, I mean, are you a big cusser, Derek?
I'm a big cusser. Yeah. And I like women that cuss.
Okay. You a big cusser?
No. Like, we're weird freaks, but no, we don't curse for some reason.
All right, John, do you cuss at your Fleshlight and tell it it's a dirty whore?
No, I don't do that.
Okay, I didn't know.
See, I want a bedroom where I got to hit the dump button.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder, is that a big turnoff for ladies, the cussing?
I would imagine
it would be, right? Unless you like it.
Yeah.
Right, the dirty words.
Right.
With an F-bomb here and an S-word there.
Yeah, and a dumb B here and a stupid B there. Here's a whore, there's a whore.
Everywhere a whore, whore. Sounded like all McDonald.
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
All right, cussing, yay or nay? I want to have a quick poll here.
I'm going to say girls like it.
I'm going to say they don't.
I'm trying to think. So the... Yeah, because the girl, especially the girl that listened to us, I think likes it.
Really? All right, Derek's going with the majority of women that will listen to this program are going to enjoy being cussed at in the bedroom and hearing those words, those vulgar words.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess the vulgar words might be a little better than, oh, wow, this is fun.
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
I just want you to know I'm enjoying myself.
This is good times.
Yeah.
Right here. Are you having fun down there?
I know I am, eh?
How you doing?
Right. I'm a lady. Are you supposed to be all nice?
Ooh, you are a sexy lady.
Right.
Foxy.
Right.
Looking good.
Have you climaxed, my love?
You know, I'm going to give this 2 thumbs up.
Right. What should I do with this?
Let's have some more fun. This is a good time.
Right. Are you enjoying yourself?
Looks like you're having fun.
Right. Yeah, I don't think girls would like that.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm off base.
It just sounds weird.
I don't know who this is. Let's go to, yes, Mary Frances.
It's Sister Mary Frances.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, before I became a nun, I was married to a guy who would not say or do anything during sex. Like, nothing, not even heavy breathing. And I would look at him and wonder if he was even enjoying the moment. And I would tell him, hey, you know, you can say stuff during sex just to kind of, you know, bring out the animal in us, you know.
Right.
Nothing. Not even heavy breathing. So, yes, my third husband, if he wants to pull my hair and call me a dirty whore, that's perfectly fine because it just brings out the animalistic nature in me. And, yes.
So you're in between marriages right now, sister.
No, she's Sister Mary Frances. You're a married woman now, right?
Yes, and he needs to say something, and I'm perfectly fine with that. I don't mind being called a little whore or whatever else dirty.
Well, that's your husband doing it, so that's okay.
You're a great wife, sister.
Yeah. So you understand. Oh, yeah. So he can call you those type of names, and you guys can have fun in the confines of marriage.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Oh, yes. Even before we were married, yes.
Oh,
pull
wow.
my hair, get my helmet on, whatever.
You have a helmet.
Oh, yeah. He says, honey, go put the helmet on. You know, helmet.
Okay,
so
you have a helmet. I didn't know if there are girls that had helmets.
Is that what they call the nun hats?
No, it's a crash helmet for in the bedroom, apparently.
Oh.
And so she's got a helmet. So, you know, when she hits the
headboard.
Yeah, the headboard, because that would hurt.
Go put the helmet on.
That's why you gotta put the helmet on.
I want
to
see
the helmet on. I know what time it is.
Time to put the helmet on, Derek. You gotta follow along with the story. Husband says it's time to go put the helmet
on. Following along, I think, pretty closely.
It's time to put the helmet on.
Yeah.
She's got stuff going on. And where did you meet your third husband, Mr. Helmet?
And in a bar, just a random bar that I'd never been into before, and we've been together almost 12 years.
Almost 12 years. Wow. And then when did you become a sister? A nun?
I've always been a sister.
Okay. Oh, I had no idea. Well, that's You don't get that a lot.
No, you don't.
The helmet thing, that threw me off a little bit.
Yeah, I just imagine she's like, when it's time to do it, she, you know, goes through the same steps that Evel Knievel went through. It's like, well, let me strap up here. I just imagine her, like, at the circus getting into one of those cannons.
They shoot her out.
Across, but like,
except she's hitting the headboard.
Yeah, except for she's actually going to the bedroom to have sex.
I wonder if there's a bullseye on the headboard where he's aiming for.
Yo, can you imagine how crazy she has to look butt-ass naked with just wearing a helmet?
Yeah. It's crash helmet.
That is the best visual I'm going to have all day.
Yeah, it's...
I'm not
going
to be able to get
one.
That one out for a minute.
I don't know how many people have a helmet for the bedroom.
If she did all that with a straight-ass face.
Yes.
And then was like, no, I'm a sister. I always have been.